Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for hitting that play button for another episode of the Hedy Coleman Podcast. It is a good rainy morning. It's not raining currently, but it has been raining. Looks like it's been raining throughout the night. And so I am up, rocking and roll and ready. And of course, I had to drop the podcast, work on the podcast this morning. So my routine is to do my writing and my recordings in the mornings, and then I share it. I'm thinking about changing the way that I do this and do my writing and stuff. And then the next day I share, because sometimes I push up against my time. I'm fighting time. But yeah, so I will continue to try to work that stuff out, even though you don't know this stuff that I try to work on. But I like to share it with you because I think some of you out there are looking to do a podcast and write more things like that. I just want to let you know, like, I'm always tweaking that, trying to figure that out. And for me, I've learned at this moment in life, nothing's probably going to be perfect and ideal for me. So I either just say I don't do it, or I do it and just do the best that I can and hope that one of you fabulous people out there, a listener, connects with it. And there's something that happens in your life that becomes magical for you almost. So with that, if this is your first time listening, what I try to do is I try to provide content to help you discover the right things to be consistent in order to achieve the wins that you want for your life so that you can live out your greatest story. And I don't know why, for those of you watching on video, I keep moving my hands. I don't know why I'm doing that. But so that's the gist of this. And so welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for coming and being a part of the Go Win community. Like, I think now for the people who are listening, the regulars, you are becoming a part of the Go Win community. Another thing I just want to say to you all who are looking to do something like this, start a YouTube, podcast, those kind of things. Consistency, consistency, consistency. The more that I produce content and put it out there in whatever format, the more people I see. Like, my subscriber count on YouTube, thank you all for new subscribers, is gradually going up, where when I'm stagnant and not producing content, that number does not go up as regularly. So yeah, and I have a goal. I'm going to put this out there as well, because we are family. We are a community. I want to let you know that I'm working on trying to get 200 podcast episodes by the end of 2020. So I think we have about over 100 days left. So I'm excited about that. What else am I excited? I'm excited about. If you don't know this, I have recently started a Guthrie America podcast. I have not produced my first episode, so I guess I really haven't started. I've started because I've done my first recording. And Guthrie America is the town that I live in, just in the great state of Oklahoma, just north of Oklahoma City. And that's, I always tell people that. But yeah, so Guthrie America podcast. And what I'm trying to do, what I'm working on, let you know a little bit about this before we jump into my blog post review for today. I'm doing that because I believe that when we share stories, and for those of you in the Go Win community, you've heard me say this, I believe that when we share stories, we learn from each other, we're inspired by each other, and we connect. And I believe that community wins. And so I'm doing this in my town to connect my people better. And hopefully it enhances a whole bunch of different things from us connecting, let alone just community. So I'm pretty pumped about that. Sorry for that slurping in your ear. So today's blog post title is this: you will find this at every job. What is it, the one thing that you will find at every job? Yes, you will find a restroom. I know you will find a restroom at every job. You will find doors at every job. I know this. I know this. But what is it, something that you will definitely find at every job? Yep. You guessed it. Things you don't like. At every job, we will find things we don't like. It could be our boss. It could be our coworkers. It could be the processes. It could be the hours. It could be our team. It could be our customers. It could be the office in which we get to work out of. We typically can't change any of these things. We can, but we can't. You know what I'm saying? Some of this is dependent on a lot of different things. And so sometimes it will not change. And if we went to another job, we left that job, because sometimes people leave jobs because they don't like certain things. And so they leave that job. And you know what? When they go find that other job, there's things there they don't like. It's kind of like some people who get a divorce and because there was things about this person that they didn't like, and they go marry somebody else, and they find like, oh my goodness, there's things, or sometimes it's the same things. And I've talked to people that have been married and have done those kind of things, or people who have left jobs, and I find that there's going to always be something that you don't like. So what do you do? And again, go in is about what are those right things to be consistent in order to achieve the wins you want for your life. One win everybody has, that we want to be successful and stay on jobs and do the work and not have to be bouncing from job to job. That is not fun. Nobody does that. So a win is definitely to be in a place where we can work and we can enjoy it and be content in what we do. And so here are two right things that I think can help you go win in your job situation if you don't like the place or there's things about it that you don't like. The number one thing I would say is focus on the things you enjoy about the work you do. Let that be the thing that gets you up in the morning, that steers you in the right direction. Be consistent in focusing in on the things that you enjoy about the work you do. Here's the second thing. See this as an opportunity to make change. I know that I said, hey, there's these things you can't change, but if you're always working towards making the positive changes that are needed in the workplace, I think then it's a different mindset when I'm looking at things as opportunities versus I don't like these things. I'd be like, oh, I see this as an opportunity to change the way Bob comes to work with a bad attitude every morning. I'm on a mission to change that, and that starts with me. And so, and some of what will help that big time is you focusing on the things that you enjoy most about your job. So you can't wait to get to work to do these things, or maybe it's to be with this particular team. It could be different things that you just learn to focus in on to make that job more enjoyable. Also, just focus on being a rock star in your work. That at the job that you're in, just focus on being the best you. Just be the best you. The places that employ us hire us to do a particular job. So be the best at whatever job that is they hired you at. They didn't hire us to discover all the things we don't like about the place or all the things that we need to fix and change to make it a better place, because maybe it's the best place in the world and it's just you. Maybe it's just me. So just think about those things. And this is all easier said than done, but it can be done. You can make these two tweaks, I think, and three tweaks. I gave you three there, the focusing on you, your job, becoming a rock star. So that's it. Oh, question of the day. I didn't write a question of the day. Question of the day, what are some things that you've done to make your job better? Or a relationship better, or your community better, that community that has nothing to do that you don't like. What have you done to make something better that you didn't like? Or, yeah, that's it. That's all, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you again for hitting that play button for another episode of the Hedy Coleman Podcast. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, as always, go win.